Welcome, everybody. I am Jason Tondreau, a Starfinder developer at Paizo, and I am your host for our semi-occasional, irregular Starfinder stream here on the Banff podcast. This is a big day for Starfinder and for Paizo because we announced our partnership with Alexa and the rolling out of Alexa Play Starfinder. That is to say, you will be able to play Starfinder on any Alexa-capable device with Alexa acting as your GM. Now, I can't give a lot of details about this project. They have not all been announced. That's, as you can imagine, part of a very long and sophisticated marketing campaign. But I can give a little bit of information, and I can talk about what we have revealed, and I can talk about kind of what is exciting about it, some of the challenges for it, and what it means for the game. We've been working on this project for a long time. Before I came to the developer team, I've only been with the team for about 4 months. And this has taken a lot longer than that to get underway. Amazon, the Alexa team, came to us, which surprised me when I found out about this. And they pitched the idea, and there was a lot of high-level conversations about it. And we hired, eventually, we came up with a situation where, we're going to produce some content, and then we'll see how it goes. Like, we'll see if you use it, if it helps the game. As you can imagine, producing many hours of audio interactive content with voice actors and special effects, and everything needs to be scripted, and there's coding involved, and we need a recording studio, and all of these things, which are easy for Amazon to do because they do all these things already, but they're very hard for Paizo to do. So we're gonna make some of this content. We're gonna see how it goes, see if it helps the game, if it's exciting, and the revenues ultimately, because it's about the revenues, right? If the revenues show that the project is worthwhile, maybe it'll continue. That is way above my pay grade. What are we talking about? So the first episode of Starfinder on Alexa will be free. It is an adaptation of the adventure that Amanda Heyman wrote for the Starfinder Beginner Box. It's called, I can't believe I've suddenly forgotten it, but it's the introductory adventure in that book. It's for a solo player. You've got three pre-generated characters. I think Quig, the mechanic, the Ahsoka mechanic, Isif, the android operative, and Narasi, the human envoy. And then the technomancer is a kind of sidekick character who helps you out on the adventure. All these characters are voiced. You can play any of the first three characters that you want. And you play the adventure, and Alexa acts as your GM and teaches you the rules at the same time, which of course was the whole point of the beginner box. And that intro adventure is to teach you the rules. As I mentioned, everything has got sound effects and voiced and all kinds of stuff, but music. And so it's a full scale Amazon production, right? Like, this is not half-assed. So that's the first one, and that will be free. Now, there will be other content later I can't talk about. We also hired James Sutter to come in and write the scripts and the dialogue and everything for this adventure. James Sutter is the original sort of creative lead on Starfinder, and he was gracious enough to agree to an interview, and that is the follow-up to this episode. So if you stick around after I'm done talking, you're going to get an interview with James Sutter in which he talks about the origins of Starfinder, all of that stuff that happened at Starfinder before the game came out. How was it pitched? How was it conceived? How was it written? How was the workload assigned? What challenges did we have? Is it true, this is a legend I had heard when I came to the company, that Starfinder was originally conceived as just a two-book game, an Alien Archive, a core book, and then a six-chapter adventure path. And that was it. That was the entire game. And its incredible success was a surprise, and we had to sort of staff up to handle this huge success we had sort of stumbled into. Is that true? Well, James Sutter was there, and he can answer all these questions. So if you're curious about how Starfinder was created, Sutter's going to answer all those questions. And we hired Sutter to come in and write the Alexa script for this first adventure. Okay, now, what does this mean? Like, I'm very excited about the Alexa project, but maybe for a reason that might not be immediately obvious to a lot of people. I mean, yes, it's very cool to have this high-tech kind of gadget thingy that you can play Starfinder on. But I'm a big fan. I've always had a deep love for solo gaming opportunities. And this comes from back in the old days when, you know, it was hard to find a group. Of course, that's not changed, right? It's just as hard, if not harder now, to find a group than it's ever been. But when I was young, Flying Buffalo, who the game company that put out Tunnels and Trolls, made a series of solo adventures, the Dungeon of the Bear, and so on. And they had dozens of these things. And I don't know how many of them I played through, but every time I could scrounge up enough money from my allowance to buy another Tunnels and Trolls solo adventure, I would. And I played the hell out of those things. And when you can't find a group and you want to play, you have a way to do that now. And this is a recurring problem. Those of you that are keep up with recent conversations in our business know that Wizards of the Coast put out, for example, a new sort of reboot of their starter kit called the Essentials Kit, the D&D Essentials Kit. And that came out earlier this year. And around the time that came out, it's a box set. It's got a bunch of little mini adventures in it. It's got some pre-made characters. But what it also has is rules for one-on-one play, where you have one player and one DM, and the player can recruit like a sidekick to help them out. And that sounds like parallel development. Keep in mind, as I say, we've been working on this project for years, right? Like before, you have no idea how long it takes to make something like this Alexa Amazon project happen. But and at the same time, Wizards has been working on their kit for years. But those two groups have both sworn NDAs. Like the level of threat around our NDAs for this project was insane. Like, if you tell anybody, we will fire you. There. Anyway, let's get back to the story here. So this game, when it came out, the Essentials Kit, the D&D Essentials Kit, when it came out, it was not immediately available at Gen Con. It was actually sold at Target for months. You couldn't get it anywhere but Target. The marketing department talked a lot about this, and they talked about how there's this huge challenge with D&D. Because once you make a character, like, okay, you buy D&D, you buy the book, you buy the player's handbook or something, and you make a character. And then what? Like, what can you do before you get to the game? How do I play the game when it's just me? And there have been a number of different ways to answer this question over the years, over the decades now. And now there's a new answer to that question. Because now, in the beginner box, we can tell you, download this app, and say, Alexa, play Starfinder, and we will teach you the rules through Alexa. And you can have an adventure and you can play the game before you even get to another group and play with a group of people. There's a new answer to how do I play this game by myself. Now, you can't play a role-playing game by yourself. Like that, let's acknowledge that the heart and the soul of role-playing games is the group experience. But this is exactly what makes them. There's two things that make them better than computer games, right? Number one, you never know what's going to happen. A computer game cannot handle infinite possibilities. Alexa is not going to be able to handle infinite possibilities. You're not going to be able to just derail the plot like you can at your table game. You can't just shoot the guy and walk out or pick a fight in a bar. You can't do all those things that you can do at your table game. You're right. You can't. And the other thing that it's missing is that group cooperation dynamic. Now, not every role-playing game is cooperative, but I happen to be a big fan of the cooperative aspect of role-playing games. And I think that this is what's great about them, is that they encourage empathy and they encourage cooperation. And in order to succeed in a basic role-playing game, like you got to have the fighter and the wizard and the cleric and the thief, and they all have to kind of work together to achieve the goal. And if any one of those people is a raging a-hole, you're kind of screwed. Like the worst player at the table is the selfish one that only thinks about themselves. So to succeed at a role-playing game, you have to have a group experience. And this is not that. And a lot of people out there, including maybe you, are saying, look, I don't have Alexa. I don't use any of those voice assistants. That's not my thing. Okay, cool. You do you. But there are a lot of other people that aren't like that. And maybe they would really benefit from this new way to play the game. So what I ask is if you're like, you know, you are bearish on Alexa as Starfinder, that's fine. Nobody's twisting your arm to play it, man. But do me a favor and think twice before we dump on somebody else's fun, right? Because if there's somebody living by themselves in the middle of Nebraska or whatever, and I only pick on Nebraska because my dear colleague Leo Glass is from Nebraska, and they can't find a player and they don't want to play remotely. They don't want to play with strangers on Roll20 or whatever. Or maybe they just can't. Maybe they don't have the time, or the only time that they have to play is late at night, and you know, whatever. Like there's a million reasons why we can't find a group, right? Or maybe they're a kid and they just want to learn how to play the game and they don't have any other place to go. What are they going to do? They can't get to an organized play Starfinder Society adventure. I live in the role-playing game capital of the planet, right? Like I'm in Seattle. I can go on to a Facebook group in Seattle and say, I'm looking for four players for a game tomorrow and I'll have eight in an hour. But not everybody lives in Seattle. And so if you're looking for a way to play the game, to get a different experience, it's not the same as a role-playing game. It's not the same. It's a different experience. It's kind of like the difference between a book and a movie, right? Now, a lot of us go to watch a movie and we say, it's not as good as the books. Okay, it's different than the books, right? The book is itself, and the movie is itself, and it's kind of a fool's game to judge the movie by the book because the movie's never going to be better than the book is at being itself. But is it a good movie? That's the standards we have to bring to Alexa play Starfinder. Is it a good experience on its own terms, right? Don't make me tell the Aleister Crowley invisible snake joke, imaginary snake joke. Don't tell me. Okay, all right, so now I have to tell. No, I'll pass. But we have to judge this new technology and this new kind of game on its own terms. And the jury's out. Like that will be up to you guys, right? Up to all of you gang in the audience. But there's some great, exciting possibilities that Alexa provides. First, some of these we've already talked about. It provides a way to teach the game. it provides a way for people to play the game that without having a group. It allows you to play the game on your own time schedule. I mean, you could play in the car. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do with a voice assistant that you can't do in a conventional way. It doesn't, it's not the same, but it's its own thing. One of the reasons for the surge in the live play movement, one of the reasons the live play phenomenon has exploded the way it is because for a lot of people, that's their proxy way of playing. They want to play whatever their favorite game is, but they can't find a group, they can't find players. And so instead, they tune in and they watch a group of entertaining people play the game for them. Now, that sounds crazy. And 10 years ago, I would have said that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What is more boring than watching a bunch of people play a role-playing game? And yet, I have been proven wrong. And as my friends know, I am always wrong. So my hope is that Alexa provides another possible outlet for that kind of player. In addition to grabbing a whole bunch of people that have never heard of Starfinder or even role-playing before, and they just want to do something new and cool on their Alexa. Finally, I think we have to acknowledge something, that it's only a matter of time before AI GMs become a thing. Now, I'm not going to wade into the debate of whether or not they'll ever be as good as a human being GM. That's fortunately not a way above my pay grade. But the idea that you would use a computer to assist your game, we already do this. Like Roll20 is big. Like that's a thing. People use Roll20 to handle all kinds of tasks. Well, what if you could do everything you do with Roll20, except that you could do it by talking to the computer instead of trying to navigate and learn an interface, which is often not very intuitive. Maybe this is just my old man Tondro talking, but I've used Roll20 and you know, I found that learning curve to be fairly steep. It takes a lot of time to set up things on Roll20. Now, fortunately, there's a huge community, and a lot of things that we want to do with Roll20, other people have already done for us, so we can save time. Character sheets have all been built. Adventure packs have already been made. Like, no matter what RPG you want to play, somebody's probably created a character sheet for it, and you can play it on Roll20. Fair enough. But it's only a matter of time before all of that material gets handled through an AI interface. And this is the next step in that movement, not the first step, because we've been using computers to assist our gaming for pretty much as long as there's been computers, right? But the next step is a verbal interface where you just talk to the computer and it does everything you need it to do. And whether that's a GM helper or an actual GM, like maybe the next step is some kind of virtual GM assistant that listens to the game as you're playing. You don't have to say, okay, who goes next on initiative, because the initiative tracker comes up and it just says, the rogue goes next, or it is now the rogue's turn, or whatever, right? All that stuff that a voice assistant or an AI could handle for you. And then from there, it gets to the stage where an individual writes an adventure for an automated GM to host, right? Where you're like, imagine if, you know, look at one of the famous podcasts that are out there. I'll use Bowman's Knights of Everflame as an example. And if you're not watching Knights of Everflame, you should, because it's the designer of Pathfinder 2nd Edition, the lead designer, creative director for Pathfinder. running a game for wonderfully entertaining people. Imagine that you could have Jason Bowman run a game for you. Bowman would write the adventure, and then he would voice all of the GM parts, right? And then the host, the Alexa, the voice assistant, would then integrate you, and you and maybe your group of friends would play with an automated Bowman as your GM. This is the future, man. And it sounds crazy, but and you would think, well, like I'm talking the Jetsons, right? Like it's not as far in the future as any of us think. And it doesn't eliminate the role of the game master, it changes it from a party host to a creative creator, a creative content creator, where you are making an adventure and then creating an experience that other people enjoy in a very different kind of way than we're used to. And not everybody would use it, right? Like it's not for everyone. Sometimes we can get distracted by the idea like, well, if everybody doesn't like it, it's no good. It's not. If that was true, then television would be dead by now, right? Like the television market has fractured into smaller and smaller pieces as everybody finds the thing that they like. And believe it or not, the market has flourished, not collapsed. Anyway, so yes, stay tuned to the Paizo blog, where more information on the Alexa project will be coming out. The release date is the 16th of December. That's when the first free episode of Starfinder on Alexa will be available, and you will be able to play it right then. More will be coming. Details will be coming. I'm not at liberty to reveal any of that. I am nowhere near that level of authority, but I am an adventure creator for Starfinder. And what I would really love to do is write an adventure specifically for Alexa, an adventure that capitalizes on Alexa's strengths, avoids Alexa's weaknesses, and tailors an adventure experience just for you through Alexa. That would be an incredibly exciting opportunity. And I think that that's the future of our business. Stay tuned, because right after me, you're going to get an interview with James Sutter, the original creative director of Starfinder, the person who pitched it, the person who was given the authority to create the game by Eric Mona, our publisher, who assembled the team, the Star Chamber, who supervised all the freelance contracts, who developed and outlined everything all the way up to the Pact Worlds book. Sutter is an incredibly talented individual and writer with plenty of other stuff going on as well, from flash fiction to comics to novels, and the writer of the Alexa Starfinder project. Thank you, everyone. I'll catch you again soon. And in the meantime, stay tuned for James Sutter.